Adar Aleph. Tavshinai Dalek. Shir. On. Ilmatius. Daf. Daf. Kafal from base.
This is called a sugya amuka. Sugya amuka. The Mishnah Salevi says sugya amuka. Lo banu la hayer ktsasa oris. Uchtov ktsas minat stodim. That's what the Mishnah Salevi says. So we're also just going to try a little bit to try to get some clarity in the sugya before Maken. It's a sugya amuka. It's a tifa sugya. Gemara speaks about a machlokas. We saw it already on Thursday. Yush lamidas if have a yush, lo have a yush. And the Gemara tries to like figure out where the machlokas is. Where are we arguing? Where's the case that they're talking about? Says the Gemara. By darish yesh by simin, they're not arguing. Why? Because says the Gemara. Even if you hear the mash in the end, it's not yush because he's sura siliyade. And even though we heard that he's miyayish, but because when he finds out about it, even though the besoiv is miyayish, when he knows he's not miyayish, because he'll say, I have a simon there for you. And on zuto shal yam shal nar over there also, they're not arguing. Because over there, rachman ashariya kibin lemein lakamon. When the argument of she'in by simon. Rava holds that kibin that he's miyayish, mehas tabi yish, and Abai says, all the other than off a minute. Or rather, Abai says only yotad enough. Rava says kivan that when he's miyayish, kivan the yotad enough amine miyayish mihash tohu yish. Okay, so let's start over here. Rava says, what is the svara of isuras liyadi? Just what does it mean? What does it mean isuras liyadi? How it fits into our sugya? That's a real mess. But first, let's figure out what does it mean. The words isuras liyadi. I mean, the guy didn't do anything wrong. He's a Shomer Aveda. So, I mean, I would have thought it means Bisur HaSliyadeh is that he did something wrong by picking it up. It doesn't mean that Bisur HaSliyadeh, he when he picked it up, he has no right to keep it, but it doesn't mean that he didn't do anything wrong. So what does it mean, Bisur HaSliyadeh? So what's generating that? How does that work? So, we'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban and Daf Chavav Amid Beis. The Ramban says that why is it Isur Asliya? This is the Ramban because when Hashem Aveda picks up an object, so therefore the object is considered as if now it's in the hands of a Shomer. Now it's in the hands of a Shomer. It says if it's in the hands of the Bailam. Beis Shomer is kibeis Bailam. Says the Ramban. Therefore the Yush is not Chal. Can you be miyayish on something that's in your own yershus? You can't. If I lose something in my own house and I say I gave up on it, yush nachal. So Tovi here says the Ramban, it's in your house. Why is it in your house? Because once the Shomer picked it up, beis Shomer is kebeis bailim, v'avik yush pishus. Memela says the Ramban, the yush is nachal. That's what the Ramban says. The Tosfos and Bava Kama seems to be not like the Ramban. Because Tosfos entertains that when a Ganav picks something up, also it's Isura Asaliyadeh. Ask, how could it be Isura Asaliyadeh? The base Ganav is not like the base Bailim. So why is it called Isura Asaliyadeh? Says Tosfos over there in Bava Kama Daf Samech Vav Amid Aleph. On the bottom, says Tosfos, because it's there's a chiyav hashava, and any time there's a chiyav hashava, then you can't be koinah with yish. The chiyav hashava is a stira to my being koinah with yish. That's what Tosfos says.
According to the Ramban, why is that dafka when there's a simi? There's no simi
there. I will have to see about that. Okay, that's machlokes Ramban and Tosfos. That's the machlokas Ramban and Tosfos. Again, Ramban holds the vort is because it's yish birshus, and Tosfos says the reason is because of chiyav hashava. Kils Yankif here and Simon Chofei Chofov brings a machlokas rishonim in the following thing: the person that picked it up for sure he cannot be koine with the yish because he's suras liyade. What about a different person, a third party? Reuven dropped it. Shimon picked it up. Ruben's miyayish for Shimon it's isura asliyade. Now Levi wants to take it. Can Levi be koina? The Ritva here says Levi can't be koina. No one can be koina. And the Kils Yankov is medayik in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita argues. Shita says that Shimon can't be koina. Shimon's the second one because it's Yisuras Liyade. But the Shita holds that the third party could be koina. Says the Imrei Moshe, the machloikas there that the Kils Yankov brings is totally on whether or not you hold like Tosis or like the Ramban. If you hold like the Ramban, that the vort is that it's Yush Birshus, so the vort is the Yush is not Chal. The Yush is not Chal, so then it doesn't make a difference who wants to be koina now. It's like the Chifetz has no Yush. Can anyone be koina before Yush? Of course not. No one could be koina before Yush. Therefore, says the Ritva, that no one could be koina if it's Yisur HaSaliyadeh, because the Yush is not Chal. However, the Shita Mekubetzes must hold like Tosfos. And Tosfos says the reason I can't be koina is because I have a Chiv HaShava. My Chiv HaShava is stopping me from being koina. No, it's Kilo, my Chiv HaShava is stopping me from digging the Kinyan. Oh, but what about a third person who doesn't have a Chiv HaShava? He could be koina. Tosfos doesn't say that the Yish is not Chal. Tosfos says that my Chiv HaShava is stopping me from being koina. Therefore, the Chayra, the Ritva, says the Shita Mekubetzes, a third person could be koina. How's Rashi going to hold? As the Chayyar Abayis, we're going to have a Raya that Rashi has to hold like the Ritva. Why does Rashi have to hold like the Ritva? Because the Chachta say. Rashi holds that Yush, what's the din of Yush? What's Rashi's Shita? What happens after a Bailam is Miyayish? What happens to the Chayfetz? Becomes Hefker. Rashi says Yush is Hefker. Now, if Yush is Hefker, Abisai, and the Bailam is Miyayish, I have a Chiv HaShava, but the Chavetz now belongs to who?
Me.
Who does the Chavetz belong to? If the Bailam was Miyayish?
Me, I picked it up. It was Hefker,
well,
I picked it up.
Well, he's saying at the moment, I have a Chiv HaShava, so let's just assume I'm not coined it yet. If the Bailam is Miyayish, who does the Chavetz belong to?
Okay.
Nobody. Is there a Chiv HaShava on a Chavetz that belongs to nobody?
Can't exist.
Could there be a Chiv HaShava and a Chivetz that belongs to nobody?
That's how you understand.
What do you mean? Is that what you meant? Okay, leave that alone. The Chayra, you can't have a Chiv HaShava if the Chivetz is Hefker. How could you have a Chiv HaShava? So again, if Rashi holds like the Ritva that the Yish was never Chal, so I understand that there's no Yish over here. So therefore, I still have to return it. It still belongs to the Bailam. If Rashi holds like Tosfos that the Yish is Chal and the third party can take it, how can the third party take it? Because the Bailam was Miyayish. But if the Bailam was Miyayish, according to Rashi, what does that leave you with? Hefker. If it's Hefker, I don't have a Chiv HaShava, something that belongs to Hefker. Can a Chiv HaShava on something that's Hefker?
Can't be mouth for something you're a shus, though.
Because Tosfos says it's not your shus. Tosfos says the reason why the Yush is Chal is not because it's considered Rishusai. The Yush is Chal, the reason why it can't be kind is not because it's Yush, because it's Chiv HaShava. And for someone else, we said, B'shem the Imrei Moshe, Tosfos hold, someone else can be kind, because the Yush is Chal, according to Tosfos. It's just, I have a Chiv HaShava, therefore I can't pick it up. Rashi L'Chayr can't hold that way.
Why, you had a Chiv
HaShava? Tosfos holds, listen. Tosfos holds that the word of Yush is a Heter Zchia. The Chivetz, even after Yush, belongs to who? According to Tosfos, it still belongs to the original Bailam. We said a nafkamin is according to Tosfos, that the Bailam stops being Miyayish. It still is. According to Rashi, once you Miyayish, the Chevetz becomes Hefker, because Yish is then the Chevetz, the Chevetz becomes Hefker. So once I'm Miyayish, it's over, it's done with. According to Tosfos, even after I'm Miyayish, the Chevetz is still mine. It still belongs to me. If the Chevetz is still mine, so Tosfos holds, so what's the pshat that someone else could be koina? There's a Heter Zchia. There's a permission to be Zoich in a Chevetz. But if I have a Chiv HaShava, my Chiv HaShava stops me from being Zayich in the Chayfetz. Even though someone else could be Zayich in the Chayfetz, says the Shita Mechubetzes, because the Bailam was Miyayish. But I have a Chiv HaShava, I can't be Zayich in the Chayfetz. That's what Tosfos holds. Because Tosfos holds the Yush is Chal, even though the Shomer picked it up, the Yush is Chal, it's just I have a Chiv HaShava that's stopping me from now being Zayich in the Chayfetz. However, Rashi holds that the Yusoid of Yush is Shafs Adin in the Chayfetz. Yashi holds that Yush Shafs Hefker. Once Yush Shafs Hefker, so then even if I have a chiv hashava, I need to have a chifetz that belongs to Pliny to have a chiv hashava on. Therefore, Rashi has to learn like the Ritva that the yisoid over here of Yisroel Sliyada is that the yish is nachal. Yish is nachal. Therefore, therefore, it still belongs to the Bailam.
Rashi still holds, like Tosfos, that there's no chiv, that it's because there's a chiv hashava. Because we said that Rashi holds that avada yirsh and hefker are two different mice, and just the pil yirta of yirsh is hefker.
It doesn't make a difference.
So maybe the mice of yirsh.
It doesn't make a difference.
Won't be chal because there's a chiv hashava.
The point is, you can't hold like Tosfos that the yirsh is chal. Tosfos holds the yirsh is chal. Tosfos, we said the Imre Moshe says Tosfos holds the yirsh is chal. Someone else can pick it up. So Rashi can't hold someone else can pick it up, because if someone else can pick it up, then you have a chalois of yirsh. Right? Could be that Rashi holds for a different reason the Yish is not Chal, but Rashi has to hold the Yish is not Chal. That's what has to come out. Okay. So Rabbi said, this is where Yisur Asliyadeh, this is what Yisur Asliyadeh means. The Shaila is, what does it have to do with our Sugya? We're trying to figure out if Yish Shaloi Midas works. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, by Darash Yesh by Simen, Darash Yesh by Simen, the din is you can't be zeicher because he's suras liyadim. But what does he suras have to do with? If we're dining yish shaloi midas, so we're dining the yish should lechayer be chal from when?
Originally.
The original moment he dropped it. If the moment he dropped it, the yish is chal, it's not his suras liyadim. So why is the Gemara bringing in over here Yisuras Liyadeh? So Pashup Shat, you learn, the Gemara means like this. Enachanami mitzad, the original Yish, Yish is not Chal. Yish Shalomidas is lo avi Yish, dav shesh b'sim. V'avi divin chayla. What happens if he's miayish today? Can I keep it? Not midin Yish Shalomidas. Or midin Yish midas, I should be able to keep it. The mice of the Bailam was miayish. Can't keep because of that, because it's Yisuras Liyadeh. But then, it's like, doesn't really belong in our Sugya V'chla. It's just like a random thing. Oh, by the way, what about being koyin with the Yush Midas? Chur doesn't belong. So we'd like to try to explain this. Basically, this is Chidushim Gedoilim with Siyata Deshmaya. I think I have a little bit more Havana in what's going on over here. Based as follows. Let's try to figure out what's the whole Yisoid of Yish Shaloi Midas. How does Yish Shaloi Midas work? We saw Diyukim in Rashi and in Tosfos. Rashi says it's Yish Shaloi Midas is Dover Shestomo Yish. The Kishayoda Shenofa Minei. Rashi seems to be madgish. Yish lamidas zechil is chal in the dover. It's a dover shastama yish. That's what we seem to have in Rashi. And lefize, Rashi says it's totally in the dover. It can zayin, as Rashi holds, that it's not the question of this person necessarily is going to be miyayish later. Rather, Rashi understands the word is that this is a dover shastama yish. Tosfos seems to say differently. Tosfos on the top of the first Tosfos, Af Agav the Hashlem Yayish, Mechiloy Oimid Liyayish. Tosfos seems to say that Yish is totally mitzad. This Gavra is going to be Miyayish. Rashi seems to say it's totally mitzad. The Chefta is the Chefta Oimid Liyayish. This Chakira is found in numerous Achronim. We photocopied a few in the Mishnah Halevi, was Rebbe Fall Shore, in the Bikas Avram, was Rebbe Avram Erlinger. And I'd like to suggest this Chakira is a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. And there's numerous Makairas for both Rashi and Tosfos that they go according to these Shitas. How is that? For example, Rashi seems to say that what would be a nafkamina, perhaps, says the Birkas, says the Mishnah Salevi, a nafkamina would be, but how about the Bailam never find out about it? The Bailam never find out. It's something that the Bailam is never going to know that he dropped it. There'll never be a yish later on. According to Rashi, the pshat is, it's a dover ha'imed leis yayish. So therefore, even if the Bailam never finds out, but the fact is, this cheftza is a cheftza that's roi leis yayish. Therefore, even if he never finds out, the ma'isa yish lamidas, according to Rav, is going to work. Masha'in kein, according to Tosfos. Tosfos says the word is that the Bailam is going to be miayish later. It's a din in the gav, which means this Bailam, what I understand, that is, the Bailam is going to be miayish later. So therefore, the yish of the Bailam later, we see it as if he's miayish now. You need the yish of this gavra. This gavra is never going to be miayish. He's never going to know about it. If he's never going to be miayish later, the yish is never going to work now. This seems to be a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. At least that's the way the Achronim understand. This is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Avchavov Amid Beis. Rashi says, you're talking about a person drops a sela, and he's walking, there's only one other person there. He looks around, can't find it. The assumption is that person's going to assume that where is the sela? If there's only one other person there and the sela's not on the floor, where is it? The other guy took it. Rashi's assuming the other guy, he's going to assume the other guy took it. And he's not going to be Miyayish, he's going to be Toveyim Din, he's going to make a Shavua, he's going to make him crazy. He's going to say, I know you have my Sela. Says Rashi, still, according to Rava, Yish Eloi Midas Have Yish. Ask the biggest Avram, this fellow's never going to be Miyayish. Who said he's ever going to be Miyayish? He knows who has the Sela. And he's going to fight him till the end. There's no Yish over there. Memela says the biggest Avram. You see from Rashi, the Rashi says it's not the vart whether or not it's that this person is going to be miyayish. Now he uses an interesting lashon. It's not mitzad de oimid lehisyayish. This person is going to be miyayish. Forget about this person being miyayish. It's if he would know, would he be miyayish? No, it's totally, and this is in a matziv of avud. Not about his years, this person being miyayish. This person's never going to be miyayish. He doesn't know about it. That's the way the Birkas Avram understands in Rashi. However, the Mishnah Salevi brings a diuk from the Kilas Yankov from Tosfos over there in the same sugya. That Tosfos holds you do need to be miyayish lebasai. Tosfos holds if the Bailam would never be miyayish, even according to Rava Yishalamidas lo aviyush. Why not? Because Tosfos holds the Yisod of Yish Lamidas is we're going to take the Yish of this person later. This person is going to be Miyayish later, and we're going to see it as if he's Miyayish now. That's the Yisod of Yish Lamidas. Yeah. Another Nafka Mina Rabbi Say perhaps would be as follows. Tosfos on Daf Chof Beis on Beis speaks about what happens if a cotton drops something. This is an interesting nafkim. I don't hear what the Olam has to taina. You deserve, listen to this shayla. A katan drops something. And he drops the davar she'ein by simin. Do you say, Yish of a katan is going to work? Well, according to Abaye, it's for sure not going to work. Why not? Because you need Yish bepoil. There's no Yish bepoil over here. According to Rava, you're going to say, Yish shalom yidas havi yish. And a katan.
Katan loses an item.
Katan loses an item. Do you say yish shalom yidas have yish shalom have yish? What? So Tosfos over there says, being that eventually when he becomes a gadol, he will be miyayish. Therefore, the yish works now. That's what Tosfos says. You see from Tosfos holds you need him to become a gadol. What happens if it's Lamashal a Shaita, who will never, ever become a Bardas? No Yish. It's a Dover that it's Oymed Lehis Yayish. Doesn't make a difference. I don't know exactly how Rashi would learn in that case of a cotton, but we're saying it like this.
You can keep it also, no?
What?
Why would their yish matter? Can they own an object to even be involved in this also? You have to lose and give up hope?
They can own an object. They could be Yerush an object.
Yeah,
they could
Yerush
be coin it with Das Chesmat or whatever it is. What?
They could be
Yerush
Metalin also?
Yeah. L'chayra, according to Rashi, it won't be totally in that. L'chayra, that's the way I understand. And naf going to be by a shaita. According to Tosfos, a shaita who loses something, so then l'chayra, there's no yush. Why not? Because he'll never be a gadol. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, it's a davar, imid le'es yayish. And therefore, l'chayra, that would be another naf kamina. L'chayra. Yeah. The other nafkuminis which we spoke about in Shir Klali was what happens if you have something that the Bailam is under the false pretenses or will be under false pretenses and therefore he would be Miyayish. He'll be Miyayish for the wrong reason. He will be Miyayish. What? So that's what we spoke about. or because he doesn't know all of the facts. We'll leave it that way. Not because he's under false pretenses, sorry. He doesn't know all of the facts, and that's why he'll be miyayish. So, mitzad the cheftza, there's no real yish over here. It's not an amatziv which deserves yish. It's just, he doesn't know the matziv, really. Mitzad the gavra, this gavra is for sure going to be miyayish. So we spoke about how that seems to be also machlokes. Tosfos seems to hold that that's enough. The fact that this gavra is going to be miyayish is enough. Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't understand that, didn't have that. The Rashash didn't have that. Numerous rais akoponim zukum tochais hazeh. Echmen is the machlokes is as follows. So zayin kvar. According to Rashi, we're not taking a yish from later. We don't need him to be miyayish later. Even if he's never going to be miyayish, we have a matziv of yish, and therefore the yish is here. Masha'en Kane, according to Tosfos, the yisoid is this gavra is going to be miyayish later. So the yish of later we're going to have now. Okay? The shaila is as follows. What about a dover sheyesh by simen? Dover sheyesh by simen. The Bailam is miyayish now. What's the din? Maybe shouldn't have been miyayish. The fact is the Bailam is miyayish. What would you say is the din? According to Rashi, lichura, there's no havamina. Why should yish and lamidas work? It's not a davar shestama yish. This Bailam grata decided to be miyayish. We don't care about his yish later. His yish later doesn't make a difference to us. It has to be in a chayfetz, it has to be in a matziv, it has to be a davar that's us, ilis yayish. Masha'ekin, according to Tosfos, that the Yisoid is the Bailam is going to be Miyayish later. We see this Bailam is going to be Miyayish later. This Bailam is Miyayish later. So what's going to be the din? Over there also we should say, the Yish Lamidas have a Yish. Why not? Because it's a Dovish stomach, it's a Dovish Yish Basim. So what? Lamais, the Bailam was Miyayish later. So we have that later Yish to pull back. Tosfos says, in order for Yish Lamidas to work, you need a later Yish. If the Bailam is not Miyayish in the end, it doesn't work. This Bailam was Miyayish in the end. So pull it back. Why doesn't it work? So I'll tell you a secret. The Gemara answers this question. The Gemara says, Isura Asaliyade. Let's hear what the Gemara means. What do I mean? You're right. He was a Miyayish in the end. And you want to pull the Yish back, no problem. But there's a small problem. The problem is that there was already a Chiyav Hashava on you. And once there's a Chiyav Hashava on you, you can't be going, Ay, Lemafreya! The Chiyav HaShava was already Chal. And once the Chiyav HaShava is Chal, you can't be Koine, even though there's a Yish, the Mafreya. It doesn't work.
What?
Because the Chiyav HaShava came before, and after understanding exactly how this works, the Chiyav HaShava came before, and therefore, you can't be Koine. Now, I have a different question for you, Rabbi Sam. If this is true, so how does every Yish Lamidas work? When does the Yish first come? It's later, and we're going to say, what's the Mafreya? Right? How does every Yish Lamidas work? Every Yish Lamidas should be Isura Asaliyadeh. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's interesting thing. I was wondering about that also. But, good, hold off on that. Good question. But listen to my question, okay? Because I'm not making it up. Every Yush Shaloi Midas should be Isura Asaliyadeh. Because the Yush only happens when? Later. And we're going to pull it back to before. It's the Mafreya, or B'Shas Maisai Rechiv HaShava. You know who asked this question? The Ritva asked this question. The Ritva asked this question. Take a look. We gave it out today. The Ritva Yishanim. Take a look. It's unbelievable. Ritva says, Ki pligi ve'ein by simen. Rava amar haviyush kivan dilechi yoda miyayish. When he knows he's going to be miyayish. Yeah, but that's too late. Ve'kashalon mikomokom ki asali yode bisura asali yode. Dehalo yoda de miyayish. The koinim yish asaliyade. He doesn't know it's miyayish before yish. It came to his hands. Now, Before I gave my whole shtickle Torah, Rabbi Yisai, this Ritva made no sense to you, Bechlal. It's a, what in the world the Ritva saying over here? What do you mean? Yishalom Midas Aviyish, from the moment he dropped it. Yishalom Midas Aviyish. How is it Yisrael Saliyadeh? The Yish is here already. So what's the Ritva saying? The answer is Ritva saying that's not the way Yish works. It doesn't just come right away. You need the Yish of later. And the Yish of later isn't there until he picked it up. He picked it up and then he's Miyayish. So there's no Yish. Yisrael Saliyadeh. That's what the Ritva is saying. The boy says, there's no arguing with this Ritva. That's what the Ritva is saying. So it comes out, according to the Ritva in his kasha, I'll call Pana, is understanding that the din of Yish, Shalom Midas, that it works, is you're going backwards, Lemafreya, it's going to be that it's yours. Says the Ritva, okay, but before that happened, it got into his hands. And it was Yisur Asaliyadeh. So you see from the Ritva, it's not a question I have to pick it up, but it has to. He has to end up hearing about it. So he didn't hear about it when I picked it up. Did he hear about it or no already? But yeah, but it could be not, right? So if he didn't hear about it yet when I picked it up, as far as I know, I have a chiv hashava. So it's Yisur Asaliyadeh. As far as I know.
Since Tavar Shein by Simon, why do we assume that the guy's in Binyayish?
Why don't we assume? We do.
Why would we assume that the guy would not be Miyayish?
No, we assume he will be Miyayish when he finds out about it, but he didn't find out about it yet.
That's the whole thing, Yish Lamidas.
So you see from the Ritva, Yish Lamidas is not just at this moment already, Yish, he has to go to Mafreya. But I picked it up before the Mafreya kicked in. So what's going on over here, Abu Yisus? I'd like to perhaps suggest the following thing. I think the Ritva is Mafurish, like what we're saying. Suggest perhaps the following thing. And maybe this is what the Ritva's answer is, I'm not sure. We have to see what the Ritva's answer is, or Baruch Ber speaks about this Ritva by Arichas. But perhaps the Pshat is follows, Rabbi Yisai. Herzu. I see a Chayfetz. It says, Dover Sheyesh Bo Simen. Do I have to assume that the Baal was Miyayish or not Miyayish? Dover Sheyesh Bo Simen. What's the assumption? He was not Miyayish. Right now, do I have a Chiv HaShav on me?
Yes.
I assume the Baalim was Miyayish. I have a Chiv HaShava. It's Nisgala later that the Baalim is Miyayish Libesayf. And I want that to make Lemafreya that the Yish should be Chal from now. Or but the Yish being Chal from now is not going to be Mafkia, my Chiv HaShava. Being that Bishas that I came to the Chavetz, I have a Chiv to pick up the Chavetz even top with it. Even though Lemafreya it's going to come out that the Baalim was Miyayish, or I had a Chiv HaShava. My Chiv HaShava is not Poka.
Chiv HaShava is based on an assumption, though. Your assumption is wrong.
No, B'shas Maisa, my assumption was right. So therefore, the Chiv HaShava is already Chal.
Maybe it was Miyayish before that.
He wasn't Miyayish. He wasn't Miyayish before that. Aber, when it comes to a Dover She'ein B'Simin, when a person sees a Dover She'ein B'Simin, what's the automatic assumption? The Baalim is Miyayish, is not Miyayish. The Baalim is Miyayish. Even if the Yish didn't happen yet, but at commas I can assume the Baalim is Miyayish, I don't have a Chiv HaShava here. The Baalim wasn't Miyayish yet, but I know the Baalim is going to be Miyayish to Mafreya, so already now there's no Chiv HaShava. It's Kim Lulur Abana, they're positive the Baalim is going to be Miyayish, no Chiv HaShava. If you're going to assume the Baalim is not Miyayish, I already, my Chiv HaShava is here right now. You ask your Rav, what should you do? Pick it up, give it back. Maybe he's going to be Miyayish, maybe he will, maybe he won't, but as far as we know, he's not Miyayish. Pick it up and give it back. He's Miyayish in the end. Let it go to Mafreya. Too late. You have a Chiv HaShava. You can't be kind of with this Yish. Because you have a Chiv HaShava. What?
He doesn't know about it.
Even if who doesn't know about it? Yeah, because, right, even because. No, the Yish Lamidas means that later on when he finds out about it, we're going to go back to Lamafreya.
You're still holding
your Gaito Freya. You're still holding your Gaito Freya. That's the understanding the Ritzvah's Teretz. Still Lamafreya. Toysis holds it to Lamafreya. And then the Gemara is Geshmak, Rabbi. I say, listen to the Gemara. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara reads so beautifully that Lamdis is Shmer. We said it's this is a hard Sugya. We called it a Sugya Amuka. But here to the Gemara. B'davashe Yesh by Simen Kule Amaloi Pligi. They're not arguing why. Because over here, Yesh Shaloi Midas won't work. Why won't it work? Because it's Isura Asaliyade. That's why the Yesh Shaloi Midas won't work. It's because of Isura Asaliyade it won't work. He's not bavorning a zayt to gazach, like, oh, let the Yush of now work and Yush midas. No, no, that's not. Why would the Gemara bavorn that? The Gemara means to say, let the Yush shalom midas work, even on Dabash Yesh Masimin. There's still Yush shalom midas. Why? Because Lamaisi, he was Miayish in the end. Toysis says the Yush in the end, pull it back to now. Says Toysis, you can't pull it back to now. Why not? Because not Oimilis Yayish. So what? So therefore, it's Yisur Asiliyade. But Be'etzem, it goes. It could happen. Because Tosfos holds this, the das of later we can have now. Only problem is, Yisroel says, the only problem. We have the same problem by Yush Midas. It's Yisroel, it's Yisroel Siliyade. No, that's not a problem. But in Svar, he was handling that. So Yisroel Siliyade is bavarning the Yush Shaloi Midas. Not the Yush Midas. That's the way Tosfos learns this. This all works very well with Tosfos. With Rashi, it's going to be hard to say. Because Rashi holds the whole verse has to be Dover Oymed Leis Yayish. So according to Rashi, the Chayra, I'll call upon him in the surface, it appears, that when the Gemara is Bavorning, Dover Sheyesh Vasimen, there's no Makom for Yish Lomidas. It doesn't like, we can't even discuss it. The Chura is like Kuptos. Fine.
So how is Rashi going to
learn? Either Rashi's going to have to learn it the simple way. Or we could say Nachash Rashi holds there's two dinim of Yish. Maybe Rashi's maskim in the Tzveita din of Yish that over there should be another din of Yish. Let's go a little bit further, Rabbi. Let's do more. Let's go a little further. Says the Gemara, Zuta shel yam shlilusa shel nahar kuli amalei pligi over there Achmana Sharye, that you're allowed to keep it. What does that mean that over there you're allowed to keep it? So over there also we seem to have a machlekes harishonim. We saw that Rashi seems to hold Zuta Shel Yam is Midin Yush. Rashi says the Makar Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Samuch Vav Amid Aleph says that the Makar is of Yush is Zuta Shel Yam. Zuta Shel Yam is Mishum Yush. What do you mean? He doesn't know about it. Rashi seems to say it's Yish Shaloi Midas. That works. The Achroidim are Medayik in Tosfos. That Tosfos on Daf Chaf Vav. No. Chaf Beis, I think it is. Chaf Beis, Amid Beis. Yeah. That hold that it's not Midin Yish. Rather, it's Xeris HaKosef. It has nothing to do with Yish. Kopanim. Achroidim the Machlekes is as follows. There's a pasuk that says that Zuta Shayam is yours. The pasuk that says the Zuta Shayam is yours. Why is Zuta Shayam yours? Because Rachman Hashari. Now, according to Rashi, that's fine. Because Yishalomidas is a heter now. Yishalomidas doesn't have to come onto a Shpeter Dika Yediyah Bechlal to tell me that because the Yediyah of later, therefore I'm going to bring it back to now. Yishalomidas works even without a later Yediyah. Rashi, according to Tosfos, how do you have a Gzeres HaKosef that tells me that that he's going to be kind of Mikoech the idea of later? If it's Avunim Enu Kolam, it's a Gzeres HaKosef that you're kind of, so then it needs a later Das to be kind of? Or Avunim Enu Kolam is kind of right now. Yatzazushu Avunim Enu Kolam doesn't need a later Das to be kind of right now. Tosfos says, okay, Avunim Enu Kolam is a new Xeris HaKosef. No Shaychus Bechlal to the Sugya of Yishalom Midas. Rashi holds in Achanami, even in Yishalom Midas, you don't need a later, a Yediyah from later. So the din of Yishalom Midas is over here. It's not only a Dover Shestomo Yish, it's a Dover Shevadai Nisyayish. Over here, everyone's Maide that the Matziv of Yish is going to be Mechayev Yish. That's what Rashi looks. But Tosfos learns that the whole Achlokas of Abayin Rava is whether you can take a Das of later and make it now. So, why would a bias say over here it works? You can't take a das of later and make it now. How does this work? Therefore, he said, it's a special gzeres akosiv, nothing to do with Yish Shalomi Das Bechlam. L'choyer, that's the machlekes. So come to choyer, as follows. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says, Baizuta shayam shililusa shal nar, kuli alma moide, that it works. Rashi yod kuli alma moide, it works. Midin yush shalomi das. Therefore, no one argues. Over there, everyone agrees, yush shalomi das, have a yush. The Gemara is much more gishmak. So come to choyer, Let's come to Chayitza. The Gemara is saying like this. We have Machlokes Yish Shalom Midas Havi Yish Shalom Havi Yish. Says the Gemara. By Dover Sheyesh by Simin, everyone agrees. Tosfos learns, everyone agrees that Yish Shalom Midas is Loi Havi Yish. You want to Dan Yish Shalom Midas, it doesn't work there because of Yisur HaSeila. The other day, it's not discussing a Zaitiga thing. It's Midin Yish Shalom Midas doesn't work because Yisur HaSeila. The other day, you want to Dan Zuta Shalyam, everyone agrees, says Rashi, everyone agrees that over there it is Yish Shalom Midas Havi Yish. So the Gemara is not making Zaitiga Shailas here, saying, oh, in Zuta Shel Yam, there's nothing to talk about because there's a different heter. According to Rashi, the Gemara is saying, the heter is Yish Shalom Midas. Everyone agrees Yish Shalom Midas Avi Yish. Ki Pligi by Dover She'in by Simen. That's when there's a Machlokes. Abai says, Loi Havi Yish. And Rava says, Havi Yish. L'chur, that's the Machlokes. But this we could perhaps for him for another diak in Rashi. Rashi says, "Afagadun liayish lebesayif laachas shematza ze v'klala diyish kigoyin damar vayli chisaron kiss." We saw this Rashi. It's the third line of Rashi. The goli daite denoyash mehem. He's megaladas. He's miyash. I was bothered. Why is Rashi putting this in over here? Klal of Yish is Vayil Chisar and Kiss. Why is Rashi putting it in this, in the middle of the Yish on a Dover Sheyesh by Simin? It's Vayil Chisar and Kiss. According to Tosfos, the site of Yish Shalom Midas is you need a Yish later. So there's no difference Yish Shalom Midas and Yish Midas. It's all Yish. It's just the Yish of later, we can bring the Yish now. The din of Yish is the same if it's Yish Midas, Yish Shalom Midas. It's all that we need a Bepoil Diki Yish. Where's your Bepoil Diki Yish? Later. If the Yish never comes later, you're not Koinus as Toysis. You need a Yish later. So what's the klal of Yish? You gotta tell me. Yish Midas, Yish Shalom Midas. It's all the same thing. You need a Bepoil Diki Yish according to Toysis. And it was miyayish lebesoyif for megalad. The yish works now. By yish, by davar she'ein by simin is not a problem because it's beteras liyotet. Davar she'yesh by simin, you can't scale it back. But we're donning the same yish. It's all one type of yish according to that. But Tois Rashi l'shitasei that holds. There's a davar shestamo yish. There's a davar. We don't need a yish bepoyel on that. We don't need a yish bepoyel. We don't need to buy him to be miyayish ever. So what's the klal of Yish? It's something that is normal for a person to be miyayish. You don't have to hear anything from him. Klal de Yish is vayil chisar and kiss. That doesn't stim in Rashi. That's only on a davar sheyesh by simin shamina that is miyayish lebesoif. Says Rashi, what does that mean? It's not a davar shestam yish. So what's going on? What's the? Says Rashi, mefran an ander sort yish. A yish fun when he says vayil chisar kiss shafter anayir yish. We said on Thursday there's two dinim, two psukim. Fan also in Reb David Pavarsky says in Rashi two psukim, two makaris for yish. There's a makar of yish of avud menu koladom, which is a davar shestama yish, davar shevadim miyayish. It's a yish in the cheftza. There's nacha yish from similar, which is a yish where he's miyayish. He says vayil chisar and kiss. It's a yish mitzad the gavra. So Rashi bavorns over here. What's this other yish? What's the klal de yish? It's vayil chisar and kiss. That's the way Rashi learns.
Then Rashi doesn't feel that it needs to be mentioned at all, but wants to mention at some point. So if you mention it, he mentions it by.
Why is he putting it by Dover Sheyesh Basimin? I mean, that's we have to know
that he has to mention it, and that's why he puts it there.
No, he's bavorning. What's the use over here?
All
to so what is that? What does that make a difference? He says there's a klal of yish. He says by the chisar kiss, he can shaf yish in the chafta. The gavra can shaf the yish.
It's all in Rav.
This is all. In Rava. Yeah. Abai holds Yish Shalom Midas Lo Avi Yish. Well, it depends how I understand. Abai also holds Avunim Enu Kol Adam is another type of Yish.
Does Rashi have a pasuk for Yish Shalom
Midas? No.
How is this?
Because there's a makar from the pasuk.
Huh?
The makar from the pasuk.
Is it makar?
The makar for the pasuk of Yish Nechetza, not Yish Shalom Midas Avi Yish. The makar for the pasuk is Avunim Enu Kol Adam.
Yeah, but
This will explain another kasha, Rabbi said. Let's wrap it up. Another kasha is as follows. The Ritvi asks a question. How could you say, Yishulamidas have Yiyush? But there's a sugya in Shas called Breira. Breira is a person doesn't have the ability to say, you know, something to kind of like choose his destiny. He can't do that. So, for example, a person says, now, I want that whatever comes out last out of my barrel should be Trumas and Maestras. It's Breira. It doesn't work. You have to take Trumas and Maestras now. You can't say later it's going to be work for now. Like, now it's whatever comes out last in my barrel is going to be Trumas and Maestras, and now I could eat it. You can't eat it now if you don't have the Trumas and Maestras till later. It doesn't work now for later. That doesn't work. That's called Breira. You can't do that. You can't say whatever is going to come out last, that's going to be my Trumas and Maestras, and I could eat it now. We didn't take Trumas and Maestras yet. Yeah, whatever's later is going to work for now. Says the Rebbe, it doesn't work. We paskin ein Breira. So how does Yishaloi Midas work? As I frecht arrive. Now, if you hold like Rashi, the Yisrael of Yishaloi Midas is a Dava Shistama Yish, you don't need his Das later. You don't need the Das later. It's not Breira. It's not the Summit Breira. The word is that right now, the Matziv is Mechayiv, that there's going to be Yish, and the Yish is going to work. However, if you hold like Toisvis understands that the Gavra is being Miyayish, and the Yish of the Gavra Bepoil later, if the Gavra is never Miyayish later, the Yish is not going to work now. So how does the Yish of later work for now? He wasn't Miyayish now, he's only Miyayish later. So you want to say it's Huvra Adavra Lemafreya, that's Breira. So the Ravid says you don't do Breira. That's the Ravid's Kasha on Toisvis. So we have here clear what appears to be two different Mahalchim in the Rishonim as to how to understand what's happening with the Yish over here. Is Yish happening mitzad that this person is going to be Miyayish later? Or is Yish because this matzev is Machayiv Yish, therefore it's enough? You have to know, Rabbi say, what's the Yisoyit HaMachlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? Because one could have said, it's okay, it's a Yish Tika Machlokes. Machlokes and Hilchos Yish. Yish in the Chefzi, Yish in the Garfa, which we were miramis to that. We said Yish Rashi holds Yish is Shafs Hefker, Tosfos holds only Hetzer Schia, but that's not enough. That's not enough. Because the Gemara is going to shtel tzu this machlekes to things other than Yish. That we'll see Bez Hashem Hemshech, to see what that is. So let's just start the Gemara a little bit over here. It says the Gemara Toshma, there's a Simin, Pamgash, Mimakiti, Kiksaz, yeah, exactly. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Peres Mefuzarin, Halo Yoda Dinafal Minei. He doesn't know that it fell. What's the Gemara's question? It's a Kashan Abaye. Why is it a Rebbe Shaloi? He doesn't know it fell, so therefore Yishlo Midas, she's Lo Haviyish, or Abaye holds Lo Haviyish, so what's going on over here? And says the Gemara, Amar of Ukvar Bar Chama, Hoch Machnashta the Bizri Askinon, the Aveda Midasi. Says Rashi, the Midasi Shlo Naflu Mimenu, Umidas Hi Nichom Hefke. Midasi Nichom Have Hefke. Midasi Nichom Have Hefke. Hefke. Yeah. This is what we mentioned. Chayra Kasha. On the Rambam. The Gemara here says that the Machnash to the Beidari is Aveda Midas. If it's Aveda Midas, so then Rashi, the Rambam holds Aveda Midas. You can't keep Nachayv and Hashava. We can't keep it. So what does over here say? Arelu Shaloi. The Chayra. You have to say that this Aveda Midas is different than other Aveda Midas. Other Aveda Midas, in a Chanami, in a Chayiv, in a Shava. But over here, this Aveda Midas is either Mitzad, the Aveda Midas, or maybe over here the Bialim is Miyayish. In a regular case of Aveda Midas, the Bialim is not Miyayish. Over here, the Bialim is Miyayish. But either way, Lachoyra, that's end for the Rambam. Bez Hashem B'li Neder, what we're going to do is Tuesday, Rabbi said, we have to, Mamish, we're going to go all the way through this Gemara. We have a lot to do over here. Bez Hashem L'siyat Tishmai, we have the Nemushas, it's Kedai. If you have time tonight, Matzil Olam, like, spends a lot of time tonight learning. I know that it's Let's just learn through the night.